しましょう。バックになりましょう。オンナモバガバテバスデバヤ。オンナモバガバテバスデバヤ。オンナモバガバテバスデバヤ。Narayana Namaskritya Naranchaiva Narottamam Devin Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Utirayet Nasta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya.Bhagavad Uttama Shloke Bhakti Bhavati Naishtiki. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, Chapter 1, Text Number 1. Because there is no purport with Text Number 1, so I will do Text Number 2 also. So I just read Text Number 1, and we can chant Text Number 2 together.Shri Shuta Uvacha Evan Eta Pura Pishto Maitreyo Bhagavakira Shachavanam Pravishtena Tyakta Sagri Haridimat. Translation: Sukadeva Goswami said, after renouncingHis prosperous home and entering the forest, King Vidura, the great devotee, asked this question of His Grace Maitreya Rishi. So, text number two, let's chant this verse together, huh? Yat va ayam mancha krit vo.Bhagavam Akileshvara Paravanja Griham Hitva Pravivesha Masat Kritam Yava Ayam Macha KritvoBhagavam Akileshvara Paravanja Kriham Hitva Pravivesat Masakritam Yava Ayam Mancha Kritva Bhagavam AkileshvaraPoravenja Kriham Hitva Praviveshat Masakritam Yava Ayam Mancha Kritvo Bhagavam Akileshvara Poravenja Kriham Hitva Praviveshat Masakritam Yava Ayam Anyone else? Mataji's. Synonyms. Yad, the house. Why? What else is there to say? I am Sri Krishna, Manchakrit, minister. Vaha, you people. Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead. Akila Ishvaraha, the Lord of everything. Paravenja, Duryodhana, Griham, house. Hitva, giving up. Pravivisha, entered. Atmasa, identify with oneself. Kritam, so accepted. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. What else is there to say about the residential house of the Pandavas? Sri Krishna, the Lord of everything, acted as your minister. He used to enter that house as if it were his own, and he did not take any care of Duryodhana's house. Purport. According to the Gaudiya Achintabheda Veda Tattva philosophy, anything which satisfies the senses of the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna is also Sri Krishna. For example, Sri Vrindavan Dham is non different from Sri Krishna. Tadama Vrindavan Nam. Because at Vrindavan, the Lord enjoys the transcendental bliss of his internal potency. Similarly, the house of the Pandavas was also the source of transcendental bliss for the Lord. It is mentioned here that the Lord identified the house with his own self. Thus, the house of the Pandavas was as good as Vrindavan. And Vidura should not have given up that place of transcendental bliss. Therefore, the reason for his quitting the house was not exactly family misunderstanding. Rather, Vidura took the opportunity to meet Rishi Maitreya and discuss transcendental knowledge. For a sentient person like Vidura, any disturbance due to worldly affairs is insignificant. Such disturbances, however, are sometimes favorable for higher realization, and therefore Vidura took advantage of a family misunderstanding in order to meet Maitreya Rishi. Omagyana timinanda siya genanjana sharakaya chakshu uminitan yena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya mano bishnan stapidan yena bhutare svayam rupa kadama hyan tadati svam padantikam vandehan shri guru shri yuta padakamanam shri gurum vaishnavamscha shri rupam sakrachatam sahakana lakunatam vitam tam sajivam Satvaitam Savatutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagapate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute. Taptakam chana gaurangi Radhe Vrindava Nishwari Rishabhanu Sudhe Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakau Pataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vya Evacha Paditana Pavane Vyo Vaishvane Vyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadhatra Shri Vasade Gola Bhakta Vinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Yatva Ayam Mancha Krivo, Bhagavam Aki Deshvaraha. Poravenja Kriham Hitva, Pariveshat Masakritam. Translation again. What else is there to say about the residential house of the Pandavas? Shri Krishna, the Lord of everything, acted as your minister. He used to enter that house as if it were his own. And he did not take any care of Duryodhana's house. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada, he said that for a saintly person like Vidura, any disturbance due to worldly affairs is insignificant. Such disturbances, however, are sometimes favorable for higher realization. And therefore, Vidura took advantage of a family misunderstanding in order to meet Maitreya Rishi. So, it reminds me the story of the previous life of Narada Muni. So in the first canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada, he narrated the previous life of Narada Muni. Prabhupada said that in his previous life, Narada Muni, he was the son of a maidservant. And the maidservant was engaged in the menial service of the sages. And thus, he also came into contact with them. And simply by associating with them, and accepting the remnants of foodstuffs left by the sages, the son of the maidservant got the chance to become the great devotee and personality Sri Naradev. So it looks like everything is really nice. But something happening after that. Because after staying in one place for some time, those great sages, they left because they went to some other place. Like Narada Muni, he was saying, the great sages who had imparted scientific knowledge of transcendence to me departed for other places, and I have to pass my life in this way. And then something unfavorable, looks like unfavorable, happened to Narada Muni. And Narada Muni, he was saying, I was the only son of my mother, who was not only a simple woman, but a maidservant as well. Since I was her only offspring, she had no other alternative for protection, and she bound me with the tie of affection. Narada Muni continued saying that she wanted to look after my maintenance properly, but because she was not independent, she was not able to do anything for me. The world is under the full control of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, everyone is like a wooden doll in the hands of the puppet master. And then Narada Muni went on saying, when I was a mere child of 5 years, I lived in a Brahmana school. I was dependent on my mother's affection and had no experience of different nuns. But something detrimental to Narada Muni happened. Narada Muni said that once upon a time, my poor mother, when going out one night to milk a cow, was bitten on the leg by a serpent, influenced by the supreme time. So, because Narada Muni's mother was bitten by a serpent, so she passed away like that. So you can imagine a 5 years old boy whose only dependent is the mother, and the mother passed away like that. So if for an ordinary boy, you know, it will be really detrimental. Yeah. But let's look Narada Muni's thinking, huh? Narada Muni said, I took this as the special mercy of the Lord, who always desires benediction for his devotees. And so thinking, I started for the north. Actually, Prabhupada, he wrote very nice purport to those two verses. Prabhupada, he was saying, that is the way of dragging a sincere soul nearer to God. The poor boy was being looked after only by his affectionate mother, yet the mother was taken from the world by the supreme will in order to put him completely at the mercy of the Lord. And then Prabhupada, he continued saying that confidential devotees of the Lord see in every step a benefactory direction of the Lord. What is considered to be an odd or difficult moment in the mundane sense is accepted as special mercy of the Lord. Mundane prosperity is a kind of material fever. And by the grace of the Lord, the temperature of this material fever is gradually diminished. And spiritual health is obtained step by step. Mundane people misunderstand it. So this is Narada Muni's way of dealing with difficult situation. It also reminds me our founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada. Actually, we all know that Srila Prabhupada came to America in 1965 on a ship called Jaladuta. And on his way to America, it's not smooth at all. In his diary, Prabhupada, he was writing, on the 19th August 1965, when the ship arrived at Colombo, Ceylon, now Sri Lanka, Bhaktivedanta Swami was able to get relief from his seasickness. The captain took him ashore and he traveled around Colombo by car. Then the ship went on toward Cochin on the west coast of India. Janmashtami, the appearance date of Lord Krishna, fell on the 20th of August that year. Bhaktivedanta Swami took the opportunity to speak to the crew about the philosophy of Lord Krishna, and he distributed prasadam he had cooked himself. August 21st was his 70th birthday, observed without ceremony at sea. That same day, the ship arrived at Cochin, and Bhaktivedanta Swami's chunks of Srimad Bhagavatam volume, which had been shipped from Mumbai, were loaded on board. By the 23rd, the ship had put out to the Red Sea, where Bhaktivedanta Swami encountered great difficulty. He noted in his diary, rain, seasickness, dizziness, headache, no appetite, vomiting. So many problems probably he has to face. Yeah. The symptoms persisted, but it was more than seasickness. The pains in his chest made him think that he would die at any moment. In 2 days, he suffered 2 heart attacks. He tolerated the difficulty, meditating on the purpose of his mission. But after 2 days of such violent attacks, he thought that if another were to come, he would certainly not survive. See, a great acharya like Srila Prabhupada, he has to undergo so many difficulties in order to preach this Krishna consciousness. Yeah. But because Prabhupada, he has now full determination and conviction with the order of his Guru Maharaj. Yeah. He didn't give it up. Yeah. So I want to take this opportunity to tell some of the story. In the past few years, distributing books here in America and teach. I want to tell one or two stories. Yeah, please turn on the TV. Yeah, 1 second. So one day, a nice boy, he walked up to my book table with his dad. And I immediately get up and hand him some of the books and explaining to him that these books are really very powerful books. It teaches us a kind of meditation called mantra meditation, free the mind from lots of stress and anxieties. And then I turned over the back page of the Bhagavad Gita, telling him that even great people like Henry David Thoreau, Ralph Waldo Emerson, Mahatma Gandhi, you know, they love this meditation very much. They are very, very powerful books. And as soon as I finished speaking, the boy cried out, "Oh, Dad, that's what I want. That's what I'm looking for." he got so excited, my God. I was really amazed to see him acting like that, you know. And then I told him, you know, people just help out with a donation to cover the printing costs. Yeah, can you help out with a donation? And he started very happily, made nice donation. And at last the board, you know, was asking me, "Can I have a picture with you?" And I told him, "Of course." So that's the picture we are having, you know. Yeah. He's a little bit older than Abhay, maybe 8 or 10, like that, you know. Yeah, very spiritual boy, you know. I'm really amazed to see that, you know. The next one? Yeah. And the other day, one family, you know, walked up to my book table, And I immediately hand the books to them, to the dad and the mom. You know, thinking that they are good people, they will definitely take the book. And I explaining the books to them as usual, because I was thinking the dad looks like a nice spiritual person. Maybe the dad will take the book. But to my surprise, you know, after explaining everything to them, the dad has no interest. But the mom immediately, you know, told the dad, please give the monk some donation, because these books are really very special books. Simply by holding these books, I'm feeling something special. And her hand is shaking, you know. Her hand is shaking, you know. Yeah, I'm really amazed to see that. Immediately I realized that Prabhupada's book is not ordinary books. Yeah, it's definitely some spiritual shakti is there. And I realized, you know, when we are doing the book distribution, we should always hand the books to people's hands. If we don't hand the books to people's hands, you can spend lots of time talking to them. They won't take the books. Yeah, usually they won't take the books. But if you put the books to people's hands, yeah, mostly they will take the books, you know. So Prabhupada's books is very, very powerful. You know, it's not ordinary books, yeah. The lady was saying, simply by holding this book, my hand is shaking. I'm feeling something special. Please give the monk some donations. Yeah. And that really made my day, you know. Very nice family, you see. Yeah. So I stop here. Are there any questions or comments? Yeah. Yes, please, Maharaj. Microphone, please. Maharaj has comment. Yeah.
Thank you very much for a wonderful class and very devotional. It shows us how deep and great and wonderful Krishna consciousness is, and we never know who, where, when someone will manifest a desire for it coming from their past life, and suddenly they connect with something that they once knew before. But that's not what I wanted to talk about. That was a comment on what you just gave us, which was wonderful. What I wanted to simply mention is to finish the story that you started about Narada Muni. But anybody like to, in case anyone is in suspense, what happened to Narada Muni after his mother died? So what happened is that he became very lonely, and he decided that he would follow in the footsteps of the sages whom he had been serving. In that, it was a school. Mm. And so he had been serving there, and he had been serving the food, and he had been taking away the plates and helping his mother wash them. And so he learned a lot of the Vedic knowledge by listening to them very carefully, very thoroughly, and very lovingly. So because his whole attitude was one of person getting something extraordinarily great, what happened is that when the rain let up, stopped, the holy men left. They left that area. So Narada Muni, then, as you mentioned, his mother got bitten by a snake, and he was alone, and what to do? So he remembered the teachings that he had heard from these ascetics, these holy men. And he remembered much of the teachings, too. And they talked about God. They talked about self-realization. They talked about self-surrender. They talked about giving up their life in order to see God. They talked about how God is great, how God is wonderful, how God is glorious, how there is no one more beneficial and helpful than God. So he became very curious about this. So Narada Muni went off. He was just a little five-year-old boy. Just imagine, on a lonely road. But he's thinking of everything that he had heard. And so he had to think, who is this God? Where is this God? How can I know this God? What can I do to obtain his his service and obtain his association. So what happened is that he couldn't stop thinking of the Supreme Lord. So one day he sat down under a tree and he began to meditating. I want to see this God. I want to know this God. How does he function? How can I make my life better? Just as the sages said, my life would be better if I could associate with him. So he's thinking all these things while he's sitting against the tree. And then suddenly from the heart, Krishna manifests himself. And he sees the Lord so beautiful, so extraordinary, so amazingly lovable and adorable. And the Lord begins to tell him some things, some spiritual points. And then the Lord says, I'm going to leave you now. And Narada Muni says, no, don't leave me. Not now. He says, don't worry. You will see me in another kalpa. And I remember yesterday, Prabhupada talked about kalpas, you remember. 4 billion, 320 million years. So Lord said, you will see me in another kalpa in which we will meet. But for the time being, you will get different realizations and you will not really ever feel alone. You will feel that I am with you, but you will not see me as you are seeing me now. So that is actually what happened. Our Narada became very, very great, very glorious, very wonderful, and his respect for those sages and saints helped very much to do this because he was reverential, he was respectful. He didn't take them for granted, and that's how we all have to be. There are so many saints, so many wonderful devotees, so many glorious experiences they present us with, and we have to respect those, not take them for granted, and be very thankful that we can either do the same or maybe even do better if Krishna allows us. That's all.
Thank you. Thank you, Maharaj. That's really wonderful comment. Thank you. Yeah. Any other questions or comments? Okay, we'll stop here. Thank you so much for coming. Gantra Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaura Bhaktavinda Ki Jai. Ribu, ribu. Thank you, Prabhu. Oh, thank you. Oh, sorry. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, Prabhu. Ha ha ha.